I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
This is episode 150. What is it? 154 or 155? Holy shit! 155 episodes. And today I am joined by nobody. I'm all by myself today. Brian is on his way to Syracuse to visit his in-laws, and Alex is under the weather, and I am here. Yeah, yay, Steve is here to save the day, like fucking Mighty Mouse and shit. But I'm, of course, like, way bigger than a fucking mouse. But yeah, that's about right. So, it's been a hell of a week. So, this week, I guess I can give people an update of my own week or so. And, one thing that I can say is that I got a second job. Yeah. And for my second job, I am a rideshare driver. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to make some money. Trying to make some extra money. And, trying to do some extra shit, because I'm going to have a lot of free time the next, you know, couple of months. So, yeah, I figured I'd start doing other things. Like, for a while I've been looking for other work and stuff, but nothing's really panned out properly, or panned out the way I've wanted it to. But yeah, now this is what I do. This is my second job. And so far, it's pretty fucking cool. I've been doing it for about 4 days today. Today's the fourth day. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun, actually. I don't mind driving. It also kind of helps me to figure out how to get around town. Because I only know certain areas around here. And now I can get around just about anywhere. So yeah, so now I can see the sights and interact with other people's. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun so far. Can't really complain. Let me see what else is going on. Oh, so this week I also started watching that Sabrina show, the second season of Sabrina, and it's pretty fucking cool. It's not bad. It's actually a lot darker than the first season, which is kind of cool, which I enjoy. I enjoy the dark stuff, you know. Also this week, I actually got to go to a concert. Yes, I got to go to a concert for Freezies too. Yeah, bitches. So I went to go see one of my absolute favorite bands of all motherfucking time. I got to see Hatebreed. Yay, Hatebreed. Yeah, so I got to see Hatebreed. They were headlining, and supports were Obituary, Terror, the Cro-Mags, and Fit for an Autopsy. Yes, five crazy heavy bands, which is fucking dope. It's a great fucking shit. I was kind of skeptical because last time I was at the Ritz, it was a bit of a clusterfuck of a show, but, they got their shit together this week, and it was a really good fucking show. It was really, really good. Fit for an Autopsy was amazing on stage. Had a great stage presence. It sounded amazing. Like, drums and guitars, everything was on point. Vocals were dope. Of course, they're heavy as shit, so... you know. Not everybody can get into it, but... it's... of course, goes with everything that's on... that I listen to. But, yeah, it was really fucking good. Really fucking dope. They were... They set it off... the way you would expect an opener to do. That's, they did really fucking good. Then right after that, the Cro-Mags came on. Cro-Mags from New York City, from the Lower East Side. They're fucking great, dude. Their lead singer, John Joseph, has so much motherfucking energy. It's fucking insane. For those that don't know, like, John Joseph is, he's vegan, first off. And, but not only just that, he fucking runs marathons. Not only just marathons, but, like, Ironman marathons and shit. So he's, like, super healthy, super fucking energetic. And he does a bunch of crazy fucking shit, which is fucking cool. For a dude that's, like, in his, like... probably 50s or so. Yeah. Fucking dope. And then right after that, we had, Terror came on. Terror is a hardcore band from LA. Yeah, they brought on some West Coast flavor. And it was cool. They were really fucking good, dude. Like, nothing bad came out of that show. Out of their show, at least. They fucking, first thing that they did, well, not the first thing, like, after, like, their second song or whatever, they were talking to the crowd, and they were like, yo, we want you guys to go crazy. And fucking disregard the security guards, come on stage. And one dude did. And then he started singing along with them. Which was fucking cool. I was like, this is dope. This band, it's fucking great. I love it. I fucking love it. Then after that, before we get into the next band, I actually met somebody. I met Tampa Native, the lead singer of Cannibal Corpse. I met George Corpse Grinder Fisher as he was walking through the crowd. Yes, he was walking through the crowd like any other dude. I saw him and tapped him on the shoulder and I was like, dude, you're fucking amazing. And he shook my hand and he was like, thank you. Thank you so much. And he walked away. I was like, ah! That was my first touch of greatness for the evening. And then, Obituary came on. And Obituary... oh, man. Excuse me. Yawning for a second there. But, Obituary came on, and they... tore it up. They were really good. For those that don't know, Obituary is also a... they're more like a death metal band. But they've been around since, like, the 80s. Early 90s, and they were so fucking heavy and so fucking good. Like, one thing that I can say is that the entire night I did not stop headbanging. I was constantly headbanging to the point that the next day I had a headache. Yeah, but that wasn't the only reason I had a headache. I had a couple beers too. Well, a few beers. And yeah, it was fucking dope. It was really, really fucking cool. Yeah, Obituary had put on such a great set. Like, I've listened to their stuff before, but then actually listening to the stuff and actually seeing them perform it live is a totally different experience. like, you get into it even more and more than when you listen to it on your headphones. And it was great. It was absolutely, like, fantastic. Again, like, there are other words that I could say, but can't really think of all the other words right now. And then that led to the headliner of the day. Motherfucking Hatebreed. One of my all-time favorite bands of all time. Well, there you go, I said it again. I said it, all-time bands of all time. Yes. One of my favorite bands of all time. Fucking Hatebreed. From fucking Connecticut. Oh, they did so fucking good. They played all the hits. Every single song you would expect them to play on a fucking show. Including Doomslayer. Which is like one of their heaviest songs. But the entire time, I didn't stop headbanging. I kind of did for a second when I recorded some stuff. But then I couldn't stop headbanging. Couldn't stop fucking singing along. And, the entire time, I was just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Because, of course, it's fucking Hatebreed. And they're one of my favorite bands. It was so good. It was so fucking good. I had so much fun. So much fucking fun. I haven't had that much fun in a very long time. And I'm glad I actually got some tickets for it. For Freezies. Yeah. Then after the show, as I was about to go get to the car to get back home, I walked behind the Ritz, and there was somebody standing behind at one of the tour buses. So I was like, oh my god, it's Florida Frank, the guitarist of Hatebreed. And I was like, oh my god, I gotta say what's up to him. So I did. I said, what's up to him? Gave him a pound. I was like, yo, dude, you did fucking amazing today. He was like, yo, it was an amazing fucking show. It was a great fucking crowd. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, it was. And I took a picture with him. Fucking dope. Fucking dope. Got a picture with fucking lead guitarist of Hatebreed. Met George Corp from Ryder Fisher. Got to see a super badass fucking metal show. And was slightly inebriated. Yeah, it was a good time. Good times were had indeed. Can't say anything bad about that night. It was really good. It was really, really fucking good, actually. And then I came home and back to reality, right? Yay, and then that's work the next day. And then the next day, that's the day that I got my my vehicle and begins the share ridings or the ride sharings. How about that? Does that sound better? Does it? I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, it was really fucking cool. Really fucking fun. So now I guess we can get into some geek shit. So of course the show's gonna be a little bit short this week. Well, of course, that's because, it's only me. Usually, if it's only me, it's always a short-ass show. And, make sure you go to InnocentGeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit there. And, I guess one of the first things that I can talk about this week is something that's kind of interesting to me. That's something that's actually been, pondering and going through my mind for a while. Like, why hasn't Marvel capitalized on the Hulk? They haven't done anything with the Hulk as far as giving him an individual movie or anything. Since the Endor and Hulk movie or whatever, which was like the beginning of phase one of the Avengers stuff. But first thing that they started to do, or what they have in talks right now, is that Marvel is planning on developing a Hulk / She-Hulk TV show starring Mark Ruffalo, which sounds really fucking interesting. And of course, this will be coming to the whole Disney Plus streaming service, which of course that was actually something that was announced this week as well, or this week or earlier or late last week or whatever. But of course, now there's the Disney Plus, and they have a bunch of shit going up on there. Of course, they have Star Wars stuff and now Marvel stuff and Pixar stuff and just a bunch of shit on there that's gonna be fucking dope. And of course, they got the Star Wars stuff too, because Disney owns everything. And this series actually is gonna be kind of interesting, because I kind of want to see. Of course, they haven't introduced She-Hulk into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but this would be part of it, so it'd be good to see what they do with her and how she'll be wind up interacting with like the Avengers and all this stuff. Let me see. Also, it'd be cool to see what they do with what else they do with Bruce Banner, because of course, like I said, they haven't really done much with him. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see that. So back over to the Disney Plus stuff. Actually, I'm going back and forth because I'm just a scatterbrain right now. So Disney Plus, of course, they're gonna have a bunch of shit on there, and it's gonna be coming in at a whopping $6.99. So $6.99 to see pretty much everything that's Disney, which is fucking amazing. It's really fucking cool, because it's cheaper than Netflix and cheaper than Hulu. What? You can see all these Disney and Marvel things and Star Wars things for just like $7. Why the fuck not? Who doesn't want to do that shit? Plus, it like, if it be in the comfort of your own home, you won't have to go to the theaters or to the fucking movies or anything, or anywhere. Yes, you can watch it anywhere, which is fucking great. So I'm excited for that. Very excited for that. And speaking of streaming services, there are rumors going around that since AT&T bought Warner Media, that they may be starting their own streaming service, which is like a Warner Media streaming service. Which is kind of like, hey, so what's going to happen to DC Universe, right? So rumor is that they may just cancel DC Universe Online or whatever. Or the DC Universe, you know, streaming app or whatever. So this all comes from what's happened this past week also, that we've been hearing rumors about Swamp Thing and how it's going to be like a 13 episode series or whatever. But then shortly after, we hear news that instead of being a 13 episode, they're putting it to a 10 episodes. So some things are different, but of course, yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Well, that's what I've read. And so it's going to be 10 episodes for Swamp Thing. But what's gonna happen with like Titans? They've already spoken about season 2, but what people are saying is that, you know, it might not even happen on there. It might happen on Disney Plus, which, well, no, on the new Warner service, because of course they'll have to redo everything. So who knows when that's gonna happen, because as far as we know for Swamp Thing, that they've barely started production and stuff, and they've halted all production, because now that they're only doing 10 episodes instead of 13, they have to rewrite the ending to make it a little more tight, make it a little more understandable than fucking feasible to do. So yeah, so that's what's happening with the DC Universe. So like, what's gonna happen? Like, we can't read our comics anymore on the DC app anymore, or see all these old school DC things, because of course the stuff that we've seen on there is the old stuff, and then like two brand new series, which is Titan and Doom Patrol, which I haven't watched either one. And then the fact that they were saying, oh yeah, we're gonna do Swamp Thing next, was very promising. So they, okay, cool. But now that they're saying it might not even happen, kind of like, well, great. Well, what's gonna happen now? Who's gonna be able to? How is it gonna work? What's gonna happen? So yeah, that's gonna suck. But of course, if Warner's gonna be doing things, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be interesting, because of course Warner has like huge pockets. Of course, not as big as Disney pockets, but it's there. Yeah. What else? Also, late last week, actually, something that that I saw, that I showed the guys, and I wanted to talk about this week, is we actually got a trailer for The Lion King. The live-action Lion King, which is actually something that I've kind of been, like, kind of skeptical about, but excited for. I was like, why are they gonna do this? This doesn't look good. It's gonna be stupid. But, after some time, we finally got a trailer for it. And, what can we say? But it actually looks pretty fucking cool. Of course it looks CGI as fuck, because of course it is CGI as fuck. But, we get to see pretty much everything. We get to see Timon and Pumbaa, we get to see fucking Simba, and Mufasa, and Scar, and the hyenas. Yeah. And, we get to hear Scar, and we get to see pretty much everybody that's been a part of the whole Lion King lore for the longest. So we'll see how this clip turns out. Will it be any better than the original, or would it be just as good, or would it suck? I don't know. I'm excited for it, though. It looks fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I really want to see it. I want to see how they compare to both. If they're gonna be like a shot for shot remake of it, like fucking Beauty and the Beast. There's a lot of Beauty and the Beast was shot for shot from the original, so well, this would be that way too. I don't know. It might be because it's completely CGI, so they don't have to worry about, you know, actors acting in a specific way. They just really fucking would just put them here. Make it look that way. Make it look like it's fucking some other shit that's happening. But, yeah. That's another thing. And, I thought there was one more thing I kind of wanted to talk about. But my brain isn't working right. Oh, so, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to a lot of stuff. And, on one of the podcasts, I figured I'd share this with you guys. I heard this, really, really cool thing. It's something that, like, the voices in my head kind of, like, were like, ooh, I gotta play this. And also, like, Charlie kind of was like, you gotta play this on the show. I was like, yeah, I think I will. Because this is something that's fucking cool. It's hilarious, first off. And, yeah, it's fucking great. So the clip I'm about to play is from, it's from a few years ago, where this one dude, Paul Charles Doza, whatever, Poltrash Dozo was actually arrested because, of course, he was a serial Dine and Dash dude, and as he's arrested, he has words with the cops, and it's being recorded, and it's quite hilarious, the action that he chose and the way he speaks to the cops. It's fucking great. So I guess I'll play the clip now so you guys can check out the magnificent arrest of Paul Charles Dozo.
Why don't you just assure me that I could speak?
Sit down inside the car. We're not assuring anything. We're under arrest.
Look, I'm under what? Come on. Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. Why did you do this to me?
Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir? Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me? Ta-ta and farewell. One cup, look!
Oh, that was the greatest thing ever. Oh my god, I think it's a little bit more, hold up.
Cup, look!
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that shit was great. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen online, and I figured I'd share it with you guys. Of course, you know, kind of short on a show, of course, because like I said, like, it's just me, because I do it like that. but yeah, it was really fucking cool, and I'm excited that I got to see that. Made me feel good. So, that's pretty much it for the show. So make sure you go to InterestingGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the Good Games podcast. We also have Yay Motherfucking Toys. Now, of course, that's not how it's called, but it's Yay Toys. Or Yay Toys Plus. And, we have a whole bunch of shit on there. Brian's been posting up new episodes. Of course, he has his computer fixed already. He's got his shit working. So, yeah. Check that shit out. I think one of the last videos he posted was of the Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters by, I believe it was Mecca. Or NECA. Or some toy company that I don't know how to fucking say. But yeah, so check that shit out. Go to InterestingGeeks.com. You'll see that shit. It's fucking cool. It's a toy. And it's fucking Ghostbusters, so duh. Fuck that. Why the fuck not? Listen to the show if you're listening to here. Make sure you let everybody know. But the other ways that you can listen to the show, you can listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Trying to find other places to put us up, but I haven't really heard much from other places, so I don't know if it's a no or a yay, so we'll just have to say fuck it. You could find InterCity Geeks on all the socials, so you can find us on the Facey Space at facebook.com/InterCityGeeks, on Instagram at InterCityGeeks, on Twitter at InterCityGeeks. You can also find me on all the socials at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. Pascal. Yeah. Yeah, so that pretty much sums up the entire episode. And, what can I say? It's been a great episode for me, of course, because I just ramble and talk. And, as we do in every single episode, I've got some music. And, this week, I decided to come up with this band that I actually actually popped up in my Spotify playlist or whatever, and I was like, ooh, this should be interesting. And I heard it and I was like, ooh, I like this. So this band is called Ultimas, or Voltimus, because it's with a V. It's like ultimate, but with a V and an S at the end. So Voltimus. And they're from Portugal. And it has members from Mayhem, Cryptopsy, former lead singer of Morbid Angel, and yeah, fucking great, really fucking good. And the song that I will be playing is called Total Destroy. Yeah, so get ready, check that shit out. So don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.